Hello, this is Madge Weinstein, reporting to you once again from Boca Raton, Florida. I'm over with my girlfriend, Gussie Iskowitz. She's been playing the piano and yelling at me all day. I think she might have a case of toxoplasmosis, or what's that other thing that the old people get? I think she might have some of the Alzheimer's. But nevertheless, I'm here for Gussie, and Gussie is here for me. Or else why would I travel to the far reaches of the world, namely Boca Raton? Actually, Boca's lovely. You know, we went down to Miami tonight. And do you know that every Hanukkah, they have a giant dreidel made of seashells right next to a giant menorah, also made of seashells. I could never say seashells. And it was beautiful. And Boca is beautiful, too. Everything is pink in Boca, and it all looks like the inside of a vagina. Let's see. What can I talk about today? Perhaps I should go through some of my old diaries or something. I don't know. Sometimes I feel a little boring. Usually it's, oh, I know what I need to tell you. So Gussie and I were invited to some, you know, because we're both big, you know, important people. I can't really tell you what Gussie does. It's too hush-hush. But, you know, I'm a goddess rock band manager. And, well, we were invited to go to the Miami Arena last night and sit in that horrible, tacky VIP section, which reeked of Puff Daddy's vagina smell after the MTV Music Awards, and see some sort of a horrible mariachi band. I don't know who this guy was, but he had tight pants and not a penis as far as the eye could see. So Gussie and I came back in, and I was having some problems with my bowels, you see. How do I say this delicately? I suppose there's really no way to say it delicately, but I had eaten some of this new candy. I went to the candy store on Lincoln Road, and I found some licorice. And you know I love licorice chews. Most people know that I love Twizzlers and any kind of black licorice. I just love licorice. So they had these delicious-looking round licorice chews, which I'd never seen nor tasted before. So I bought them, and the lady at the counter said, oh, those are sugar-free, ma'am. Is that okay? I said, oh, sugar-free is even better. Never had sugar-free licorice before. So I bought them. And I ate the whole cone bag full of them because they were delicious. And I didn't think anything of it. But then when I was getting ready to go to the Miami Arena with Gussie and I was putting on my pantsuit, I started feeling extremely bloated. Extremely bloated. So I couldn't even bend down and pick up the change I dropped when I accidentally turned my pants upside down trying to figure out where the hem was. But the bloating got horrific, so we went in to see this Alejandro de la Hula Hola, and we stayed there 5 minutes, and my bloating was hurting so much, and Gussie said, maybe, Madge, maybe you need some club soda. It'll help push it out. So I said, okay, fine. We go back in, and we're in the bar. Nobody's there except us, this VIP, what with the backstage and all this nonsense, and I get the club soda. After about 5 minutes, I felt the need to evacuate. So I ran to the bathroom, which is right next to the VIP, the backstage green room, whatever they call it, where Puff Daddy, whatever he is, probably had sex with the J-Lo or whatever floozy he's fucking. And anyway, I go in there and I take a shit. And it started off like just a trickle. It felt like peeing through my butt. And I thought, oh, it's not my vagina this is coming out of. It's my ass. And then it was like Niagara Falls with shit. Just a hurricane of duty. It wouldn't stop. I thought, what? It was like I drank a whole Brita container full of water and just shot it out mixed with some peas or something is what it felt like. I looked down. It looked like a brown, looked like one of those chili things. The refried beans is what it is. And it just kept coming and coming and pfft. And finally it was finished and I wasn't bloated anymore. So we left. And that was it. And today. Gussie and I did some business errands. Most of them are too secret in nature to talk to you. We're working on some very exciting business transactions. And got some exciting news coming up, hopefully, that you'll all be able to hear about. I hope that your life is at least partially as exciting as mine is. And this has only been a short yeast cast. I'm not going to read any of my journals right now because Gussie's waiting for me to come in bed and liquor depends out. And, yeah, you heard me right. Anyway, this is Madge Weinstein signing out from Boca. Have a nice day. Christ, I need a cheesesteak.